This is CPR and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. The FBI is offering $20,000 for information leading to an arrest and conviction in the 2017 death of an Asian American teenager in Park County. CPR's Matt Moret reports it's a possible hate crime.
The agency confirmed to Denver's CBS 4 that it is reviewing the death of 17-year-old Maggie Long. Police responded to a disturbance at Long's home in the mountain town of Bailey. Her burnt body was discovered inside after a fire broke out. Long's death was ruled a homicide, and authorities released composite sketches of three men they believed were involved.
Autopsies of the 10 victims in the King Soopers shooting have been sealed. A judge agreed with Boulder County officials that releasing the results could infringe on the suspect's right to a fair trial. The alleged shooter faces more than 50 charges, including first-degree murder and illegal weapons possession. U.S. Forest Service is temporarily banning camping in areas near the Front Range that need to recover from record wildfires and record visitors. Regan Cloudman with the Arapaho and Roosevelt National Forest says there are fewer places to disperse camp between the fire closures and the recovery work.
We just really encourage people to plan ahead before they head out.
Most developed campsites are still open, but officials say reservations are going fast. Denver and Colorado Springs will be mostly cloudy tonight. Pueblo has a chance of thunderstorms. Grand Junction, partly cloudy. Vail, showers are likely. This is CPR and KRCC.